This week, our piece is Next Time by Marie Rebel. Marie Rebel is author of the blog Rebel's Notes, holder of Wicked Wednesday, a weekly meme, and coordinator of the Smut Marathon, an annual competition for erotic writers. Marie has been published in several Dutch and English anthologies. If I remember correctly, last time we spoke, you had just pushed a finger in your cunt. Gail didn't have to look to see who had trapped her between his body and the bar. Her cunt, as he had just called it, was wet instantly. Her cheeks burned with a blush, remembering their last phone call. That was weeks ago, weeks in which she had ignored his calls out of guilt towards her husband. She came to the bar tonight, not knowing whether she hoped to see him or hoped not to see him. Her body knew. It had hoped he would be there. The joy of his presence hardened her nipples, increased her heartbeat, labored her breathing, and wet her pussy. Her body was ready. Steve kept his body tightly pressed against hers while he ordered them drinks. His erection betrayed his own lust. The two men are still with you, pinching your nipples, sometimes hard, sometimes soft, sometimes pulling them. A hand moves to your mouth. You want to lick the fingers, but the hand covers your mouth. An ice-cold dildo pushes right into your hot cunt. You gasp and moan. A finger enters into your mouth. You greedily suck it in the same rhythm the dildo pumps into you. The moment the dildo is pulled out, three fingers replace it. You now also have three fingers in your mouth, pumping in the same rhythm as the other three. A finger on your clit. The finger is soon replaced by a warm tongue. Steve's mouth was close to her mouth, his whispers only heard by her. He stopped for a moment, took a sip of his beer, and Gail realized she was breathing with an open mouth. She had totally forgotten about their surroundings. Steve moved his body behind her, rubbing his erection against her bottom. Her heartbeat seemed to slow more. Her breathing calmed down. Steve's mouth moved closer to her ear. Last time, you were bound and blindfolded. We remove everything except the blindfold. You move to the middle of the bed and turn over, onto your knees, pushing your butt out to show us the plug. Smack! And another on the other cheek. Your plug pops out a bit, but is quickly pushed back in. A hand between your legs, rubbing your clit. The spanking continues. Someone sits down on the bed in front of you and guides your mouth until something presses against your lips. You smell the arousal of one of the men, open your mouth, and a cock disappears into it, pressing back against your throat. Gail moaned. She pushed back against Steve, her cunt contracted, empty, wanton, needy. Steve's arm sneaked around her middle. His thumb just brushed the underside of her breast. Gail moaned again, this time attracting the attention of the barman. Steve ordered them some drinks, and as soon as they were placed in front of them, he continued his whispering. The glass dildo enters your wet cunt, and another smack lands on your bottom. You suck the cock in the same tempo as the dildo fucks you. This continues for a short while until the dildo is pulled out, the cock slips from your mouth, and the plug is removed. We turn you over onto your back, and slut that you are, you spread your legs. Gail squirmed, pushing her legs together. She shivered with desire. Her hard nipples almost hurt in their begging to be touched. A flat hand lightly taps your clit over and over again. You spread your legs even more, showing us how much you like it. You really want it, can't wait to have it. Gail knew that Steve was deliberately driving her crazy, that he knew how much she longed to be fucked at that very moment. Your bottom is pulled to the edge of the bed, a cock pressed against your pussy, ready to enter, the same way the other cock waits to enter your mouth again, as the same time they push inside. Gail, is that you? I thought you weren't coming tonight. Oh God, no, not again. Why can't people just let me be? Gail plastered a smile on her face as she turned toward the voice. Steve discreetly took a step backwards and sideways, putting Gail between him and her colleague. Annie, yes. I first went home, but Frederick had something with his work tonight, so I decided to come here. Fabulous. Want to join us over there in the corner? Gail looked flustered. She didn't want to just leave Steve there, but if he joined her, there would be questions. And if she didn't join them, there would be questions, too. Then she felt the tap on her bottom, urging her on to join her colleagues. Yes, of course, she said, and turned back to the bar to get her drink. Steve swigged the last of his beer, turned around with a slight smile on his face, and made his way to the exit. Gail stood rooted to the spot, her cunt twitching as his last words echoed in her ears. Next time, I want to fuck you. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Marie Rebel on Twitter at Rebels Notes, on Facebook at facebook.com/MarieARebel, or check out her blog at rebelsnotes.com. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.